This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how chaos won't prevent your victory. And I had this thought because today, many will celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which is the commemoration of the Mexican Army's unlikely victory against the French. I call it the classic case of the smaller power defeating the greater power. And when I turn to the scriptures, oddly enough, I think about the time when Jesus healed a blind man. And his disciples asked if the man's blindness was due to his sins or the sins of his parents. But Jesus responded and said, the man was blind so that the power of God could be seen in him. And the same is true for us when God gives us victory amidst chaos. So our perfections and chaotic conditions and the ability of a smaller power to defeat a greater power, all of that, all of those things that we ask for God to take away are in fact showcasing the power of His hand at work in our lives. So the key is to make the battle the Lord's. And when we do this, we can almost be certain of what the outcome will be. So the next time you're struggling to see how you can triumph in a certain situation because nothing seems to be working and the odds seem impossible, they seem insurmountable, think about these words. For the Lord your God is He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. Deuteronomy 24. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, give your battle to the Lord.